golden age of America begins right now.
It's The Weekend with John Potter. I wish I lived in the golden age. 99.1 FM and in Lyon County, 92.3 FM News Talk.
How's it going, Alfredo?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Oh, doing super, because today is Great Basin Brewery's Oktoberfest. It starts at noon. Oh, my gosh, Alfredo. It starts in 54 minutes, and you got to work it, so I'm not going to tie you here too long.
Appreciate that.
Alfredo Cuenca. Is that pronounced right?
Yes.
Oh, thank God.
I've heard it many ways.
Really, have you? Like how?
Cuenca. Some people don't know how to pronounce the Q-U with an E after it, so I got Kinga before. Cuenca is a fun one.
I've never met a Cuenca.
Yeah.
Anyway, the Oktoberfest is today. I'm John Potter, talking with Alfredo Cuenca, the Reno Great Basin Brewery, and it's called Oktoberfest because Septemberfest just does not sound like it hits the right notes. So I understand that. And you spell October with a K. And I asked Alfredo why, and he said, well, to make it more fun. I get it. I get it.
You know, there might be some sort of meaning behind it, but...
But no, it sounds fun. This is not Great Basin's first Oktoberfest, is it? This is a GBB tradition, isn't it?
At the Reno location, this is our first event that we've thrown. So
no, you've had Oktoberfest before.
And we used to do them at the Taps and Tanks location.
Oh, yeah.
But at the actual restaurant, this is our first one.
You even come out with an Oktoberfest beer, don't you?
Yeah, that's we released it on Thursday, but today's our little shindig to let everybody know, and we're gonna be pouring beers ready to go.
So is today the coming out party for the Oktoberfest beer?
Yes, this is our official release.
And this is the Reno Great Basin Brewery. Is it still a free to attend event?
It sure is. Come on down.
I will bet you, as being the foremost area brewery, first off, when did Great Basin Brewery begin in the Reno area?
So the Reno location has been going since 2010, but the original Sparks location started in 93.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Before we had all these craft brewers and all, you were the first. Actually, way back in the old days, cities and, well, especially cities, would have their own brewery because it was hard to, you know, transport the materials. My hometown, Rochester, New York, would have the big brewery. We had Genesee Beer, and they still make it. A lot of those old factory breweries have gone away. It's kind of exciting now we have the craft brewers, but you were craft before craft brewing became a thing.
Yeah. Our founders, they just loved doing beer.
Yeah.
Making it, drinking it, especially mm-hmm. drinking it. And they had a passion to do it, and it just took off.
And now I see your beer at Total Wine.
Mm-hmm.
I see it there, and people buy it. It's really, really good stuff. But anyway, I would bet with your standing as our premier brewer, there must be a special Oktoberfest brew. So this is called Marzen beer. What's that mean?
So Marzen, it's
literally the first taste of fall.
Yes.
We're talking about, right? So what is in the, well, I don't want you to give away your secrets or anything, but what does it taste like? You have tasted it, right?
Yeah, I have. It's quite delicious.
Tell me about the Oktoberfest Marzen GBB beer.
So we like to describe it. It's a lager. So lagers are meant to just age, essentially, a little bit longer than an ale. And then it's a toasty beer. It's bready, malty, not very bitter, and it's just great on the nose. You know, you want to smell it first, and then once it hits your tongue, you're ready to go.
How dark is it?
It's not too dark. It's an amber color, so you're able to see through it. I don't want to call it a, you know, it's not red, but okay. it's got that nice glow to it.
Is this a limited beer? I mean, are you gonna keep it on tap, or does it have an you know, you're gonna cut it off because it's not October anymore?
We made a bunch. We're gonna send it to all the locations, and when it's out, it's out. You know, it's one of those special seasonal beers that our brewers did a great job on it.
So I picture an Oktoberfest lager as being a little more punchy, a little more deep taste to it. I mean, that just seems to be what Oktoberfest is. That what you would say about this lager? He's thinking.
I know. I'm sitting here pondering. You know, it's great. It reminds you of fall, and it's
that's what I mean.
Yeah.
Has the IPA mania died down? I mean, it was such a hip hot beer for a while, and everybody. And then I started hearing complaints about there's too much IPA taps in this place mm-hmm. and all that. What are people drinking now in terms of beer?
What's fun is that, yes, IPAs are delicious. Everything else is, you know, is delicious as well. We've got a great variety of beers on. So it's just nice to be running some beers to a table. You know, you got a little stout here. You've got a red here. Mm-hmm. We've got a great double IPA. Our Tectonic is...
Tectonic.
Yeah. It's a big beer, and it's delicious.
That sounds powerful. What's the biggest seller?
Probably the Tectonic. Obviously, the Icky is our staple.
Oh, Icky, yes. That's the famous mm-hmm. Great Basin Brewery. So besides beer, what do we have at the Great Oktoberfest? Are we going to go all out German on the food here?
We're keeping it simple. We're going to have pretzels with beer cheese sauce. Of course, you can't have it without a cheese sauce, in my opinion. We'll have mustard as well. Brats, dogs for the kids. We're keeping it simple. Cotton candy, popcorn.
What about schnitzel?
We don't have schnitzel outside.
What?
We have it inside, though.
Forgive me. What is schnitzel again?
Schnitzel, it's delicious, first of all.
It's like thin sliced meat
mm-hmm.
that is...
Ours is like a chicken schnitzel. It's got a nice breading on it. And then with the schnitzel, I believe it's the pasta.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think there's a bit of that. Gosh, why don't we eat that every day in this world? It sounds great. Yet it's sometimes hard to find. But you're going to have the schnitzel. And what's with wiener schnitzel? I think it's the same thing. Right? I mean... But it's delicious, and now the beer cheese, I'd never had with the beer before, but they go together.
Yes.
Okay, got those orders. Oktoberfest games, what do you have out there at Great Basin Brewery?
Our fun one, we've got a dunk tank out there. I'm going to be in it myself today.
Why, what'd you do?
Nothing, I just, you know, when you go to a carnival and you see the dunk tank, you're like, that looks fun.
Well, it was always kind of looked at as a kind of a form of humiliation and punishment.
Well, and to be honest, as much as I've been going today, I think a cool dip is in the works.
Well, it's not just you in the duck take, is it?
No, you can
By
come
By the way,
down.
I'm before you ask, I'm sorry. I have things to do today. I'm busy.
No,
don't look at me.
We've got some employees that have jumped at the task of wanting to get in there, so...
And you have cornhole.
Yes.
I will never understand the popularity of this thing.
It just took off. I don't know when it did, but
it is addictive.
We've got our Great Basin cornhole boards ready to go.
And what, I have to ask, what is a Stein race?
So what we're doing, it's like a Stein is a traditional mug, 32-ounce mug. We're going to fill it with water. And... for safety purposes, it's more of a hold that we're doing, so a Stein hold, and then the fastest time or the longest time gets a prize today.
I'm guessing you have to run and not spill anything.
Yeah.
Okay. What are the prizes?
So for our dunk tank, if you dunk the the Dunkey, you're getting a free pint card. Or for the kids, we're going to give away sundaes. And then we've got some $50 gift cards for the Pin the Tail on the Icky and the Steinhold.
Alfredo, this sounds like a blast.
Yeah.
Oktoberfest is at the Reno Great Basin Brewing Company at South Virginia, South McCarran. Try the new fall brew. Oktoberfest fun for the whole family. Today starts at noon, goes to 6. Cornhole, cotton candy.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my gosh. Do the Germans like cotton candy?
I know kids do. I'm sure German kids do.
What is this? Savor the first taste of fall. This October fun at Great Basin Brewing in Reno starts at, oh my gosh, Alfredo, it starts 44 minutes. So I got to take a break. I want to come back and talk about what led you to work at this great place and what got you into the brewery business just for one more short segment, okay? Mm-hmm. All right, super. Alfredo is here. Alfredo Cuenca of Great Basin Brewery, the Oktoberfest starting at noon. I'm John Potter, back in a short while on 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk Time, 1117.
Fox News and live FM Talk Radio, KKFT 99.1 FM Talk, and live right now with your calls.
The Weekend on News Talk 99.1 and 92.3 FM.
I always forget to give the phone number, but it's 884-9910. Feel free to call up. We're talking, what a drag. We're talking about beer and fun and Oktoberfest. and here, Alfredo Cuenca with Great Basin Brewery has been putting together Oktoberfest. He had to start setting up at 8 o'clock this morning. And this is... I remember Great Basin Brewery last October. There was a big deal about the Oktoberfest beer. You have that, but you added this Oktoberfest party. Whose brainchild was this?
I guess you could say it was mine.
There you go.
We have our meetings every week, and we wanted to do something special for the release of this delicious beer. So,
I'm curious, what led you to work at this great place?
You know, when you're in your 20s and you're looking for a job, I started as a cook over there. So,
good job.
And I've climbed up.
You learned on the job?
Yeah. You know, that's the great thing about working for a place like this is, you know, with the people that you work for, sometimes opportunities present themselves.
I must tell you, and I didn't bring up food, but usually I'm there for happy hour. You're appetizers and happy hour meals, that meat sampler.
Mm-hmm.
That is the best deal in town, my friend. That really is. Mondays, let me think now. It's the burger and the beer.
Correct.
Yeah. Okay. And it's a great burger, my friend.
Oh, yeah. Park Ranch beef.
Park Ranch beef. Now, the original owner, Tom, everybody knows Tom, who originated Great Basin Brewery back in the old days in the 1990s. He was, and I did a couple of stories at Great Basin Brewery because you guys did one thing or another. And one story was about Tom was a bit of an environmentalist. And he, back in the day, found a way to recycle the leftover, I don't know, the hops, the grains, when you're through it's making the beer.
The grain, yeah.
Okay, it's the grains, the soggy grains. He found a way to recycle them. You are still doing it. What's this process?
So as we make the beer, you know, we get our sugar water, basically. Mm-hmm. And then we pull the grain out and we give it to Park Ranch. It's just this full circle deal we got.
We were there when I did the story on TV. We had the truck from, I think, the rancher. Is it a rancher?
Yeah, it's a big old ranch down in Topaz.
Yeah, it's a big ranch. And they pulled up, and you guys shoveled in all these big, huge barrels and vats of this used-up grain. It goes to the ranch, and what happens there?
So they finished the cattle with it. So, you know, they're grass-fed, grain-finished cattle. And we have the luxury and are able to just use this delicious beef.
And the cattle get delicious.
Mm-hmm. They get fatter.
Is there a little beer in that? Well, that would be good for the cattle, too. You don't know. But it's interesting how fate leads you. I'm sure, I mean, you're in the brewery business now. When you were in college or high school, what'd you want to do in the first place?
I was one of those ones that was unsure of what I was going to do.
Now you found your passion.
I love Great Basin Brewing Company.
And here, now you are today in a dunk tank. That is life's big laugh on us, right?
By choice, mind you.
Okay. So I got to let you go because you got to set up this. Well, you already set it up, but there's so much organizing.
I got to go put on my lederhosen.
They're going to put lederhosen on you? Are you serious?
One of my bartenders, she said, you're going to look great in this.
They got lederhosen costumes for the staff?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I guess it's Oktoberfest. Did they give you the big wooden clog shoes?
No. Those were, you know, they.
That's the final straw.
They'd sink me in the tank.
Okay, so I'm going to let you go, man. Because he's hanging around here, folks, because he's a little shy of the lederhosen. I think you understand. But I'm going to give you 1 minute to get folks to come out to this great event at Great Basin Brewery in Reno. Go ahead, Alfredo.
So, it's a local fun atmosphere that we want to put on. And we're big in the community about, you know, just really wanting to show our guests and customers that we appreciate them. So it's a free event. We got brats, beer, dunk tank.
We Schnitzel. Got
bounce house also. Mm-hmm. Didn't even mention that.
Oh my gosh.
But yeah, it's just going to be a fun event. And if you got nothing to do on a Saturday, why not drink a beer and have a brat and watch your kids just frolic around, you know?
34 minutes away, and also the Stein race. How do you get in the Stein race?
We're just going to have a sign up, and at the top of every hour, we're going to see who can hold it the longest.
Hold it the longest without spilling, and of course the cornhole, and Alfredo in the dunk tank. Oh, that is worth every penny. My friend, you're a mellow guy. You're super cool, and I love the people.
I appreciate you having me on.
Well, I love the people at Great Basin Brewery. I love the Reno. I love the Sparks. I love the Minden Gardnerville, the new one that you set up, which is a different setup. You called it something what?
Fast casual is what we like to call it.
Fast casual at Minden Gardnerville, your new location. So that's three. Am I missing one?
We've got one in Carson as well.
Oh,
right,
yeah.
There on Main Street.
Yeah, right there on Main Street, the big place. Okay. Alfredo, thanks.
Thank you.
Have a great time.
Appreciate it.
All right. We're going to break for Fox News and local news from Greg Neft. I'm John Potter here every Saturday from 9 to noon on 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk. I've opened up the phone line, so whatever you want to talk about, we're going to take your calls for the next and final half hour, 775-884-9910. FM News Talk time, 11:28.
99.1 KKFT.
This is what I think.
Talk that matters most. FM Talk, 99.1.
And 92.3 FM.
I'm Potter, live and local. It's a pleasure talking with you folks and reading your texts, 884-9910. Let's check out the current temperature for Oktoberfest at Great Basin. Oh, 73 current temperature right now. Next chance of rain is tomorrow. All right, as I await calls, a little more Nevada news for you. See what you think about this. It's about free speech on our college campuses. This news story came from the Reno Gazette Journal on Wednesday, and it reads, Nevada's two universities got an F for their free speech climate from a civil liberties group. UNLV ranked 95th out of 257 colleges for its free speech. You see, the lower, or I should say the bigger the number, the worse the free speech situation is. Number one college would have great free speech, When you get into, let's see here, UNLV 95, not so good. University of Nevada, Reno came in at 100. Both Nevada universities received an F grade. UNR ranked in the bottom 25 for openness, which is described as students feeling like many topics are off limits in class or social settings. The surveys also found that among UNLV and UNR students, 68% said shouting down a speaker to prevent them from speaking on campus is acceptable. 68% of Nevada students said that's okay. 41% of students said they have self-censored themselves on campus at least once or twice a month. That means not bringing up a topic which you believe in or an opinion that you want to express, but you shut yourself down because of the reaction you would get. 41% of students, that's a big chunk right there, said they have kept their mouth shut about an opinion. And 32% said using, this is unbelievable, 32% said using violence to stop someone from speaking on campus is acceptable. A third of students, what is this, with this generation, 32%, or not generation, with college students, 32%, these are centers of higher learning. 32% said using violence to stop somebody from speaking on campus is acceptable. The Foundation for Individual Rights and Expression estimates that across the universities, there are nearly three liberal students for one conservative student. Why am I not surprised? Well, it's always kind of been that way. Nevada overall ranked worse than Arizona and Colorado, which received D grades, Nevada, of course, scoring an F. The findings were released one day before the fatal shooting of Right Wing. Okay, this is what the article says. That's not my language. You know, I prefer conservative. Reading the article, the fatal shooting of Right Wing activist Charlie Kirk. But it just blows my mind. Let me repeat quickly these takeaways on our UNR students. The percentage saying it's acceptable to shout down a speaker, block entry to a campus speech, or use violence to stop a campus speech, 68%. And that increased since last year, and it's now at a record high. The foundation advocates that the universities improve their free speech atmosphere. Gee, yeah, that might be a good idea. That is outrageous and shocking and honestly quite depressing. Also in the news, let me see here, the Utah governor is going to be on 60 Minutes on Sunday. This one I'm going to watch. I kind of deserted one-sided 60 Minutes years ago. The only CBS show that we watch now is The Amazing Race, which just came back this week with its new season, and it breaks my heart to say this. It's different. You know, now the contestants are all reality show celebrities from the TV show Big Brother. The reality show celebrities are the contestants on Amazing Race. And reality show celebrities are not like you and me. They're horrible. they overact. Okay, if they win this challenge, they scream and shout and wave their arms around. They get down on the ground and start sobbing. Terrible actors. But anyway, let's go back to 60 Minutes. Okay, the Utah governor is on 60 Minutes, and I think it's because of the impact of what he had to say almost immediately after the killing of Charlie Kirk. And you know what? I keep thinking about what that Utah governor said over a week ago. Forgive me, I forgot his name. That it's a watershed moment in American history, what happened in Utah with that killing. And the Utah governor said that what we don't know is if that slaying was a sobering moment that caused us all to be better people, to be kinder to one another, to reorder our politics, and that the watershed moment was the end of a dark period or the beginning of a darker period as we fall into recrimination and retaliation. That's basically what he said. And, you know, after this week, thus far, I hate to be negative, but it looks like very many of us have looked in the mirror. And this is the positive side. We've looked in the mirror and said, I need to be better. And it looks like most of us have looked instead across the aisle and found new reasons to be pissed off. And what an unfortunate thing that would be if that's what we solidify into. I mean, we have disagreements, certainly. There are people, there are folks in the progressive world who seem to be inviting more political assassination, because any defamation of Charlie Kirk or any celebrating about what happened, it's just inciting the next shooter 100%. Just like the killing Luigi did has incited the new assassins to write things on their bullets. But we're better than that. We've got to turn away from it. And, you know, I can point at the other guys. I can tell you all about their problem. But I can't control them. I can only control myself. You can only control you. And what we need to do is really, out of a spirit of decency and brotherhood and patriotism, and maybe with religious faith, like I keep bringing up, we need to, you know, we each can choose to be better, and we need to. And we hope that people who feel differently than we do will also choose to be better. But if they don't, we can't use that as an excuse for not being better ourselves. We can chase each other down that rat hole of ever worsening conduct. We've rather got to follow that simple golden rule of treat people the way you want to be treated. That's God's way. Devil's way is to treat people the way they treated you. And I hope that we remember that we conservatives will, you know, I happen to be one, and I know you probably are. And we hope that our progressive friends will as well. Americans are good people. We have much decency in our hearts, regardless of the foolish things like politics. And I just hope that those who shout the loudest and get heard the most will maybe exemplify that a little bit more and not lead us into continued conflict and contention, because I don't think that produces anything positive for us, and it has begun to take lives. The poor people up in Minnesota who got killed, the state speaker of the house there, the former lady and her husband, Miss Charlie Kirk, we got to stop that stuff. That's not who we are as a country. We need to get back to our roots, and they include a fair amount of faith, and we need that faith. But anyway, 60 Minutes, the Utah governor is going to be on. I've had it with talking about Jimmy Kimmel. I will said that said now, that said, I do think the FCC is wrong to threaten people. I think the FCC can tell us not to swear. The FCC can tell us not to talk about sex, not to talk about bathroom stuff. But I don't think the FCC can tell us what we can or can't say about politics, even if it's an untruth, like Jimmy Kimmel said about the shooter being one of the MAGA gang. I just think when the media reports on what Jimmy Kimmel said, that they call it unfounded, untrue, like they always do on a Trump statement. But none of the media did. He was glorified as a hero. They portrayed him as the victim. No, the victim was Charlie Kirk. I'm John Potter, live and local. Phone number 775-884-9910. One more segment to go. Whew. Then it's Oktoberfest time. Great Basin Brewery at the corner of you were going to pack that place, I guess. Virginia McCarran. Okay, taking the final break. Be back in a few. 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk. FM News Talk time, 1144.
The FM new News and Talk of Northern Nevada. 92.3 FM Talk for Mason and Smith Valley. In Reno, Carson, and Douglas County, 99.1 FM Talk.
Hello, folks. Welcome back. Welcome back. It's going to be a great day. I'm John Potter, live and local, 884-9910. Let's go to the phones. Mark is calling from Reno. Hey, Mark, we take calls in the order they came in. I'm glad you called. Welcome.
How are you today?
I'm great.
I'm sorry?
I'm a little punchy. Great Basin Brewery was here, so go ahead, Mark. Sorry about that.
I've been pretty fired up since Mr. Kirk passed away. And I just want to let everybody in Reno know that I'm on the opposite end. I'm a right extremist, and I'm ready to go to battle anytime they are. I carry a gun, carry a bat, carry a knife. I don't really care. They do something to me, and it's on. I believe in the First Testament, an eye for an eye. That's just the way it is. So, Democrats,
I think got to read the good book again. And, Craig, take this guy off. Come on. Absolutely. Any mention of violence, we're just going to cut you off. I think he was clowning around. I can't believe somebody that serious would say that. All right, let's check the text. Oh, Craig, the critics have come out. I love this. Let's see. John, I hate to tell you this, but your widow, she was on the for the Virginia City Cemetery tour. The widow is not speaking in an Irish accent correctly. It is something near the Irish accent of Hollywood movies and TV shows, but that is not at all how they speak over in Ireland. Can you believe this? Also, Central Park in New York and many, many of the parks in Europe predate the 1800s by centuries, so I'm not really sure that we get the idea of civil parks from... Oh, yes, I did say that. Okay, listen, I'm old, okay? I bring up these weird things that people used to do. And yes, at least where the many, and I lived in many cities back in the old days when I was very young. The cemetery was looked upon as,
oh no, that's only people who go to grieve somebody go there. Nobody else goes in a cemetery.
No, people would take strolls through cemeteries. They were kind of like a community's spruced up little place that had a lot of green, had a lot of flowers and things like that. Cemeteries were something a community was proud of. And after church, we could go to the cemetery. My gosh, even people, now they wouldn't be right by the grave markers or anything like that. They'd have picnics. There would be joggers in the cemeteries. Some cemeteries, like in Tonopah, are a big draw for people who are interested in history to go in the cemetery and read who these people, you know, were. And it's a historic thing. It's a peaceful, quiet, beautiful place to go and think and contemplate. I'm not saying go have a beer blast there, you know, but no, there was a time. Not so much anymore, I know that people have the idea of a cemetery being somewhat of a civil park. I'll tell you what's one of the greatest cemeteries in the state, and I adore it, is in Winnemucca. The Winnemucca Ceremony Cemetery is, folks, it's a showpiece. It is gorgeous, and I see people walking through the trails of that cemetery all the time. It's right there on the main drag on Winnemucca. And if you go at sunset and you're walking toward the cemetery from the casino district in Winnemucca, it is the most beautiful, romantic sight you can imagine. Main Street Winnemucca, because the sun is setting right in front of you over the McDonald's sign. and the Holiday Inn sign, and you people go there and enjoy it as a park. It's kind of meant to be that way. I was born in Rochester, New York. Our cemetery is extremely historical. And as a matter of fact, last time I was there, took my wife to show her the gravestone of Frederick Douglass, the historic, free-thinking African-American who would talk to, who would go to the White House to talk to Lincoln, and was a, you know, did countless speeches and books about abolition and freeing the slaves. And he was a cultured, intelligent man. And the city I'm from is very proud of Frederick Douglass. And go down the row and you run into the gravesite of Susan B. Anthony, the forerunner of women's rights. Buried right there, not too far away from Frederick Douglass. And don't you know, block off a cemetery when it has such treasures like that. Let's kind of bring back that feeling of, you know, having the cemetery as part of historic and park pride. All right, 884-9910. I'm just seeing who's calling at the moment. Let me check the other texts. I'm usually not brave enough to do this. John, my apologies. You are right. You said you weren't going to go on a religious roll. Okay, that was the man who complained because I brought up God, and then I didn't get into it about my religious belief too much. That was my fault. That was during Eric Lee's time, and I can espouse my religion very well, but it was just the wrong time. That was his time. I couldn't do it then. Let's go to the phones. Jeff is calling from Reno. Hey, Jeff, I'm glad you called. Good morning.
Well, good morning. Thank you. Charlie Kirk came to UNR some years ago. Was it 2019, maybe? Because this sort of has to do with the assassination of Charlie and UNR getting that grade of F on free speech. My wife and I were downtown for dinner.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And walking back to the car, I think. And there was a young man standing with his back to the wall and at a narrow point in the sidewalk. He stepped right in our path where we couldn't walk past him, and he thrust a handbill into my hand. So I took the handbill and we walked on. I read it later on. And what it said was that known racist Charlie Kirk is scheduled to speak at UNR campus. We will not allow this, you know, they were trying to block his visit to UNR. And they were trying
students.
To rabble rouse the, what's that?
Mm-hmm. Yep, very believable, the students, yeah. I wish these students would read some more history, honestly.
Or, you know, or listen to what somebody says or read what they said rather than hearing it from somebody else what they claim they said. Because they defamed Charlie in life, and it inspired somebody to murder him. And now they're still defaming him in death, which tends to justify the murder and can only lead to more or something worse. And I don't know how we get a handle on it.
You know, Jeff, my common thing to say about some people who are of that ilk, of that political persuasion, why don't you go to another country and see how you enjoy it there? Actually, now I'm thinking, Jeff, if these students are so much against free speech, maybe they'd feel right at home in North Korea. Maybe they'd feel right at home in Cuba. If that's it's just they have no realization of what a heaven this country is compared to others, and what we allow
indeed. And
sometimes should not allow when it comes to violence and talk like that. I appreciate your call, my friend. You know, one reason I am so glad I'm not on Facebook anymore is right before they banned me on Facebook for life. And I didn't do anything bad. But right before they did, I saw these comments that people posted about Charlie Kirk. And they had these memes. And they had these quotes that Charlie Kirk apparently or apparently said. Reddit is full of these, too. These quotes are taken so much out of context. It's like when he was giving examples of the wrong way of thinking, they would take that quote as if it was Charlie himself endorsing and espousing that. It's a big brainwashing. It's so fake. It's so false. Kind of like our news media on television. I just can't take it. And actually, I feel like a free man being blocked from Facebook. It is a wonderful feeling. I'm reading books, and I want to do books next Saturday as a topic because I am enjoying the heck out of it. And I want to hear about more books and what to read. I may not get one phone call, but I'm going to love doing that. All right, show's already over. Hey, Craig, thanks a lot for your work in Carson City. Is he asleep again? Anyway.
No, I woke up from that nap a little while ago.
Oh, I see. Okay. Always with the singers. I like that. Folks, I really enjoyed you tuning in, and I hope you have a great weekend with Street Vibrations, Oktoberfest, and all. Love you all. Have a great week. I'll talk to you next Saturday, 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk, time 11:58. Bye-bye.